And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Oil companies have long been blamed for their role in climate change, but now oil companies are asking the government to protect their interests from the harsher storms and higher tides tied to global warming. This is playing out in part in the Texas Gulf Coast, which is in many ways still recovering from Hurricane Harvey. Oil companies are advocating for a 60-mile stretch of seawalls and levees that would help protect homes, beaches, and yes, of course, oil infrastructure from the next big storm. Will Weissert has been writing about this for the Associated Press. He's the AP's Austin Bureau Chief. Will, good to talk with you again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Give us a broad sense of what this project would actually consist of. We're not talking about just Texas waters here, right?
Well, that's right. So there are two projects. There is the Coastal Spine, which has been around for 12 years and is like a 60-mile seawall floating gate piece of technology that would protect a big swath of the Gulf Coast. And after Harvey, Texas prepared a big, long report that asked for money for all kinds of things, including $12 billion for that Coastal Spine. Then there's a separate project that has gotten some immediate federal money, almost $4 billion, $3.9 billion, that will focus on three specific points and parts of the Gulf Coast. And that's Port Arthur, Freeport, and parts of Orange County in Texas. And those are interesting because all three of those areas are key oil refinery areas, and they're also home to petrochemical plants and to liquid natural gas export terminals. And those three projects are sort of getting priority to get funding in this first tranche of funding. And so the oil companies are sort of first in line to get federal funding on this issue.
This Coastal Spine, you say it's been around. You're talking about the idea has been around for a long time. Is that what you mean?
That's correct. Yeah, the idea has been around since about 2008 after Hurricane Ike. Uh-huh. The idea now is that there's real money that's being tossed around after Hurricane Harvey.
So, right? I mean, does it not make sense that if you're going to protect the coast, that what you do is you protect both the homes and certainly the petrochemical infrastructure, since, I mean, there's enormous environmental consideration there if, in fact, some of those plants are hit by another Harvey-style event?
Right. Well, that's right. And this is also an area where a lot of people live. It's it's an area that's rich in industry, and specifically in the energy industry, the oil industry. Any building out of seawalls and levees is going to protect people that live there as well. But the issue here is Congress made this nearly $4 billion approval, and it went to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and their mission is basically they prioritize national priorities. So in this case, they wanted to protect homes and population centers, but they were looking more closely at protecting things that would really make an impact on the national scale, and that's where the oil refineries come in, because this is such a key part of our nation's infrastructure in terms of energy production. We saw it even during Harvey. Whenever there's a big storm, you knock out a couple of these refineries, even for a couple of days, and the price of gas starts going up, not just in Texas, but all around the nation.
Yeah.
So the engineers immediately came in and said, okay, we're going to prioritize building out areas that are going to protect these refineries first. And, you know, the people around will also be protected, but they weren't the first priority.
So is it out of the question to expect companies might kick in some cash to help pay for some of these protections?
Well, that was sort of what surprised me when I started looking at this story. There have been, after other storms, after Superstorm Sandy and after Katrina, that the federal government often comes in and starts rebuilding. But it's usually more of a collaborative process where you have federal, state, local governments and industry all come in and sort of help pay for different parts of what gets built for to protect against future storms. You know, that could still happen here in Texas. We're early in this process. What the trade organization told me as part of the story was they already pay federal taxes into all kinds of things that Congress doesn't use for things that they should, like improving port infrastructure and other things. So they feel like if they were going to pony up money at the beginning of this process, they'd be sort of doubly taxed.
Will Weissert is the AP's Austin Bureau Chief. We'll link to his full story on oil companies asking for climate change protections at texasstandard.org. Will, thanks so much.
Thank you.